Even now I get so low that accuser lets me know I'm so undeserving, I'm unworthy of God's love. And yes, I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few. I'd be lost today, my friend, but for the blood, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood, there'd be no hope for me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all it'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood, there'd be no hope for me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all it'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free, but for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Hallelujah. Are you glad for the blood tonight? I'm so glad for the blood tonight, because I'm
Wow. Amen. Amen. Woo. Presence of God just went right. Thank you, Sister Jean. Oh, my gosh. All right. It's all yours, Michelle. And now this is being recorded, so you're going to have to use your mic.
Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly, most gracious Father, Lord, we come to you tonight, Father God, just praising you, God, and thanking you, Jesus. Thanking you for everyone that's here tonight and ones that are going to be seeing this online, Father. We just want to bless you, Father God, and just praise you so much, Lord. I come, Father, that this words, Father, that it be your words and not my words, Father, that you've given me. I just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I don't know how good I am at this, but anyway, we're going to do this. Okay, the title of my message is, Are You Cold? Are You Lukewarm? Or are you on fire for the Lord? Hey. So, Revelation 3:15-16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold or hot. I would thou wert cold or hot, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. So being cold towards God means our hearts are resistant to prayer because we are holding on to sinful habits. Everybody knows what those are. We can't walk in obedience to Christ or intimacy with him or if we are clinging to pet sins or ignoring behaviors in opposition to following Jesus. So Romans 3:23, for all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So a cold heart is when a person is mean, has no empathy, and no remorse for anything. When we are neglecting time alone with God in prayer, lacking desire and practice of prayer, with no other Christians, and don't have a growing desire for prayer. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this is about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. So, how do we overcome spiritual coldness? We break the blame circle. Stop making excuses and blaming people or God for your laziness. Proverbs 13:4. The soul of the lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. So turn around and recognize that your deepest need is God. Get on your knees and turn to God and pray. Don't allow your circumstances make you dull or cold spiritually, regardless of what you are going through. So, Luke 21:34. Be careful that you never allow your hearts to grow cold. Be careful that you are not caught off guard, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the worries of this life. Y'all still there? Okay. A lukewarm Christian, therefore, is someone whose commitment to their faith is tepid or half-hearted. Lukewarm also in between a true believer and a non-believer. And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. Isaiah 29:13. So they lack of passion for Christ. They lack effort to grow spiritually. They feed distant, they feel distant from God, claiming to know God, but living as though he doesn't exist. So, how can we overcome being lukewarm? By acknowledging your state of mind, repenting and seeking forgiveness, and renewing your commitment to Christ. Surrounding yourself with strong believers and pursue a deeper relationship with God. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. At the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares of God to God, for he cares about you. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. So, what does it mean to be on fire for the Lord? Matthew 5, 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So it means to love Christ with all your heart, with our whole hearts, soul, mind, and strength, and neighbor as we love ourselves. So being on fire also means, hold on. Passionately for him, that I love the feeling of worshiping him, that I am being led by my emotions. It is this evidence of being spiritually alive. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Being spiritually alive for God is about having fellowship with God, being in union with him, and being part of his purpose. It's not about feeling of vibrancy or simply going to church. How to ignite the fire in one's life. So number one is uncompromising walk in holiness. Sin as an enemy of fire. It will quench the fire of God in one's life. Isaiah 59:1-2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Number two, seek after word encounter. God's word is a spiritual wood for igniting the fire of God. Every priest that desires to be on fire must make the scriptures his best companion. This is study, reading, searching for encounters. Leviticus 6:12. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall arrange the burnt offering on it, and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. So, number, oh, I'm still on two. Gosh, the art of meditation. This is the intentional and prolonged thinking on scriptures by which we release the fire in the word. Many believers, including pastors, don't read the Bible themselves consistently. And few out of those that read take time to meditate on the scripture. This is why many lack fire in their lives. 3, commitment to the life of prayer. We all know prayer is just so important. Prayer is so important to the life of a believer. We are to never stop praying. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. So, to become a man or woman of prayer, make the choice to become prayerful. Deuteronomy 30:19. You could write those down. I wasn't going to read them, but draw a schedule and be committed to it. Luke 14:28-30. Be prompt. Romans 12:11. Create enabling environment. We all got to do that because we all got to go where it's quiet and away from everywhere. So, you know, make time for all the above. Worship. We all have to have worship. Worship is the expression of reverence and adoration to God. Psalm 34:1. When we do worship, we encounter the Holy Spirit moving in us. We endear God, the consuming fire towards our lives, thereby becoming ignited with his fire. James 4:8. Never let your fire go out for God. Don't stop praying, seeking after God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept the responsibility to be on fire for God. Release the grace for a fire-filled life on me now. Amen. Okay, I'm done.